Thanks, Alan. Yes, I just before I give my presentation, I want to thank Lodge for his constant inspiration in my research and development in various areas related to pesticide, feed, and transport. So the discussion today is evaluation of the root zone water quality model predictions of pesticide feed and transport and test the model against various measure data at lab scale and field scale. First, I want to describe the major or unique features of the of this model, and then I want to evaluate the model's performance against a wide range of data that were collected on the pesticide feed and transport. For as far as pesticide feed modeling concern, key parameter or process that included in the model include the solute transport, microbial flow, and some of the database and management practice. I will go over each of these unique features as they are related to my presentations. The sorption process can be described by the linear equilibrium adsorption model, which is a simple, partitioning process for the compound between soil particles and soil solution phase. In RZWQM, there is also a nonlinear friendly adsorption model that can be used to describe the sorption of the compound when the sorption is not following the linear equilibrium adsorption process. And there is a third option in the model that to allow the user to simulate a two-side equilibrium and kinetic sorption process. For this simulation, the model simply divided the sorption side into equilibrium adsorption, which can be described by the linear sorption process. And also, there is a time-dependent sorption, where the sorption is not instantaneous, but dependent on the time. This mainly to describe the slow adsorption and desorption process that occur for some of the pesticides, especially for the highly adsorbed pesticide. The microbial flows, as Rob has given a presentation on that, is mainly described the flow in the cylindrical holes and also in planar cracks, and also the sorption of water and chemicals to the microbial walls. Oops. This is just a visual presentation of the soil macropores that are present by Dr. Rob Malone. I just copied adapt the figure from this presentation. As I mentioned, one of the unique features of this model as compared to other simulation models is that it contains extensive database. So when the user do not have the data for a specific component of the model, they can draw the data from the database and do a what-if type of evaluation of the process that for which they have the data. So this includes the soil physical and hydraulic property database, the soil pattern database, and also for pesticide, it includes relatively detailed pesticide properties, including the degradation half-life, adsorption coefficient, and some other process-related parameters for simulating the pesticide feed and transport. And in the newer version, several crop growth databases were included. The major management practice as summarized in the user manual I just listed here include quite a few options for the user to explore how different management practice may affect either the, you know, soil properties, the crop growth, the pesticide movement, and also you know, different options when these management practices were implemented in the model simulation, how the outcome would look like. The second part of the presentation is an evaluation of the model against the measured data. It's several case studies. As I mentioned, the data include the lab studies and the field studies. And in some cases, when both the lab and field data are not available, sensitive data are used to demonstrate how the model will predict these features using a sensitivity analysis. In general, the model parameterization followed this order. The climatic data, including temperature and some other you know, model input, were obtained either from the measured data from the NOAA database. The soil physical and hydraulic properties for many of the data where the pesticide property were measured were directly measured from the field. And for model parameterization, I also have some derived parameter based on, you know, indirectly derived based on the directly measured parameter. These include the Brooks and Corey parameters for the hydraulic conductivity and water container relationship, and some other estimated parameter or parameters from the model default. The pesticide data mainly include the absorption, desorption measurement, the lab measurement of the degradation rate of the pesticide. The derived parameter from the pesticide include activation energy and water constant, which is used to determine, you know, the degradation half-life of the pesticide as affected by soil water content. In some cases, the kinetic sorption parameter for pesticide sorption process is not directly measurable, so they were derived based on or calibrated based on measured parameters from the lab studies. The first study is a comparison of the instantaneous equilibrium sorption model with equilibrium and kinetic sorption model. This was inspired by the fact that a lot of pesticide, especially when you look at, when you compare the model predictions against the field data, you found, you know, the model tend to overestimate the leaching of the compound. So came up with the idea of the sorption is not instantaneous, it's not always at equilibrium. So we are the equilibrium kinetic sorption model was used. The compound used in this study include flammophores and atrazines, which are two popular compounds very commonly used in this country. The design of the study include four box filled with air dried soil. And the soil is very it's a sandy soil, and it's vulnerable to leaching. And in the design of the study, we used the simulated rainfall and collect the water and leach it and runoff and bottom of the box. The compound before the irrigation or applying the water, the compound was incorporated into the soil for flammophores, which is the middle side. For atrazine, with the surface applied, so we try to cover, you know, the leaching and runoff of the pesticide as affected by different method of applications. The rainfall was simulated as occurs once in 2 years, and which for the south is quite a heavy rainfall. And this shows how the measured and predicted concentration compared when instantaneous equilibrium sorption model was used in RZWQM versus with equilibrium and connecting sorption models. And as it shows, the kinetic sorption model predicted much better results than the instantaneous equilibrium sorption model. Likewise, the same observation is seen for nemophores, which was incorporated into the soil. The second study, talking about the field study, is a small field plot study, but the design followed the lab concept. And it's a few, nine fair plot in the field. The compound studied was acetyclaw and terbicilazine. Study was conducted in New Zealand when I was a visiting scientist there. This is a general design of the field plot. And we are in the study, we measured the soil water content profile as well as the hydraulic properties and pesticide distribution in the field. So this is just the soil water content between measured and predicted values in the field. And this compares the total mass of the pesticide in the field. And also, again, here we compare the simple instantaneous equilibrium sorption model with the equilibrium connecting sorption model. As for the lab study, the kinetic sorption model predicted much better concentration profile from the pesticide. This again shows how the concentration compared when the equilibrium connecting sorption model is used in the model. And the third study is a field test of the model with a pesticide and also a tracer, I would say. This study was published initially by Dr. Boston, and we just used the data for this test. And this just shown how the model prediction compared with the measurement. Okay, I will eliminate the fourth study. This mainly look at, you know, when some of the parameters were not measured or not available from measurement, how they were derived and explored using the model at various conditions. To conclude the presentation, I'd say the test of the model shown that, you know, overall, you know, the model behave as expected and various conditions for predicting pesticide feed and transport in the soil. And also, several unique features of the model shows its advantage as compared to other models to explore different, you know, observations and field conditions. And yeah, I think that's it. Sorry, I
okay, thank you.
Problem.
We have time for one quick question.
Yes, sir.
Do you consider any volatilization?
Volatilization of a pesticide?
Yes.
No, not in any of those studies. And the reason being that the vapor pressure or Henry law constant for nemophores was relatively high. And it is under irrigation condition, so you do expect some volatilization as a way for dissipation. Yeah, that was not considered in the model simulation, though. Yeah.
Okay, thank you again.
Thank you.